Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This is Danielle. Lori is yet to be on the line. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. In honor of Valentine's Day, this week we will be talking about intimacy and the five elements of intimacy and how to create and cultivate more intimacy in your life. Hello, Lori. I'm unmuting you now.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
You
awesome.
Can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
All right,
we're on it.
Hi, everyone in the world and in the future and in the past and anytime who's listening to us. I'm speaking for Danielle. We're really honored to be a contribution to you, and anything you might get out of this call that would facilitate more ease or more space or answer something that was niggling at you, we're just grateful and excited that we're this contribution to this time, this space, this planet, the universe, to our being, to your being. Yeah, maybe that's what intimacy is, Danielle.
Yes, that does feel rather intimate.
Yeah.
Would you like to jump into the five elements of intimacy? Because I think that would be a great place to start.
Sure. I'm using this information from Suzanne Lazar Hart's Right Relationship to You, and also the Access definition of these terms, and we're familiar with these five aspects. And so right off the bat, I want to do this clearing. Everything you have ever been told, all your past references, everything you believe is true, and everything you have ever decided or concluded about all the right and wrong way to create intimacy, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Everything that is, thank you. Time's a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pack and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond, especially at this, everything that is, that we pick up through the radio waves, and especially at this time of year when with Valentine's coming up, there's so many different, everyone's point of view and wants and desires and losses and sadnesses and all of that stuff that's just whirling around in our world and that we pick up. I'd like to just return it all to everyone so that you can have your own awareness, your own choice, your own experience of the five basic elements of intimacy, which are trust, honor, allowance, gratitude, and vulnerability. And so everyone else's point of view, what those aspects are, return to sender, your moms, your dads, the TV, the soap operas, the neighbor next door, your girlfriend, the high school buddies, the gossip. Give that all back to them. It's a simple just snap. That's not mine. I choose to play the field of my own experience, my reality, beyond all of these other aspects and everyone else's affects of what these instances are. Return to them so that we can play in the fields of intimacy. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shall I jump into some processes?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. If you dare ya.
If you dare me.
Yeah.
So a couple that I found in my notes, some of these are coming from a class I took with Julia Sotis called Intense Intimacy with Self, and a few are from notes I have lying around. But none of these processes are ones I came up with on my own, is what I'm basically saying. What have you made so vital about never possessing the total intimacy that keeps you from the honor, trust, vulnerability, allowance, and gratitude you truly be? And everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Uh-huh.
All right, now I'm getting down, pat and pock on it. Short stories. Hit the odds. Well, obviously, I've made quite a bit vital about never possessing the total intimacy that keeps me from me.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
A couple other
Do
ones.
Do that one again, Danielle. Do that one again.
Do it again? What have you made so vital about never possessing the total intimacy that keeps you from the honor, trust, vulnerability, allowance, and gratitude you truly be? Thing that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have total intimacy with your being and the universe for all eternity?
Yay.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
And how about with the earth, too?
Yes. Well, the universe, with the earth is included in there.
Yeah, I got that. And
what
also,
energy, space, consciousness can you and your body be to have total intimacy with your being, the universe, and the earth for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. That did change the energy of it.
Yeah. It gives the earth a giggle.
Yeah, yeah. Just because intimacy is often confused with love, this is a process I wanted to run, and it's from the class I just spoke of with Julia. If you have a deep resistance to love, it is because you have decided that you cannot have that kind of intimacy with someone without losing yourself in them. And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And again, this is another process. I wasn't willing to have love, therefore I wasn't willing to have intimacy because I've decided they are the same thing. And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So everywhere you have causally inculcated love and intimacy, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, my goodness. I listened to this on a loop all night last night, and it's still getting some new levels here.
And that's so awesome because what love is, we're always eternally searching for love, and yet it does get so discombobulated. So what if we would just, like, let go of the Valentine's love and all of that and be willing to explore play in the field of the experience, the actualization of intimacy with your being, body, planet.
Well, that's
your
something
future.
Else we should add into this one. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have total intimacy with your being, your body, the earth, the universe, and what was that like? Your future. For all eternity.
Yeah.
And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful because I have definitely gotten that all mixed up, and then I've added even more. I was trying to unravel that for myself, and then I even added more discombobulated information. So I love that this gives a space of clarity of or new possibility, something different. Okay, whatever I was, as we say, okay, the past is the past. Whatever I was doing, that's not working for me. So I'm real curious and open to what an infinite intimacy, because infinite's coming in there. What's the infiniteness of intimacy that I've never even considered?
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
And everything that doesn't allow you to be known, perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Uh-huh.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys and beyond. Lori, we've hit a new record. 9 minutes in, and I'm just good God, on my toast.
We were talking, everyone, like, oh, well, because we're having so much fun doing these calls, and I really appreciate it because it's that consistency, and we have to show up, and so we do a lot of talking and discussing before the calls, of course, which is unusual, but it's creating so much new space
in our lives.
So yeah. We were teasingly saying, no, we're going to make it through the whole half hour. We're doing the whole half hour. We're already done at 9 minutes. Okay, so we still are going to persevere. We have other...
Yeah, you have notes. I have notes.
So we're going with
this
it.
One. Just to, this is, I'm looking over the processes from intense intimacy with self. And this one's really ringing for me because we're doing this in honor of Valentine's Day and everything. But in this reality, intimacy with a partner is most valuable. And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for intimacy with yourself to be the most valuable thing in this reality?
Yeah,
or
that's cool.
In your reality.
Yes.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Because it creates such a wrongness for you. Oh, go ahead, keep going.
Causal incarnations, causal inculcations, and causal incongruities you are using to avoid the intense intimacy you could be choosing. Will you destroy and uncreate it all times a bad billion? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
So that intense intimacy would be that intense intimacy with the energy of your own being, of with the planet. What if every step you took, in every moment, every molecule and every step upon the earth, and even in the mundane moments of your life, was actually this intense orgasmic experience of like, oh, of the awe of life, the awe of each breath.
Yeah.
That's the intimacy.
And everywhere you've anywhere anybody just judged to live in an orgasmic state as a wrongness, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah.
Whew.
Wow. The orgasmic. That brings me into sensuousness. Can we go into the... It's coming right into the difference between sexuality and sensuousness, which is, here we go, is the intimacy of ourselves is that has been cut off because our being sensual has been so bastardized. So I'm jumping into being you changing the world. And
which we assigned to each other to read this week, and I haven't started yet.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up. It's that peace. I know. Here we go. That peace, the difference between being sexual and sensuousness. You know this. And
I know
it's
this,
that.
But does the world know this?
Yeah. That we can be, we've been programmed to shut down sensuousness we have with ourselves and what that we can put into the give to the world, contribute to the world, because of just like Valentine's, it's all external, and you know, the roses and flowers, which is beautiful, but it's that artificial plastic like tap on it, like really what's behind this tap tap tap. And so that's what I like to just tap on, that whole tapestry of the Valentine's Day, and poke at it and say, wow, there's this intimacy of orgasm, intimacy with yourself, and it also comes from this sensuousness, and then energy of sensuousness is this nurturing.
Are you saying sensuousness or sensualness?
Sensuousness is what I'm shooting for. The one that the energy that's the nurturing, caring, orgasmic. No, let me look it up. What are you saying?
It sounds like you're saying senselessness, and because you're cutting out for a syllable every time you say it.
Oh my gosh! Well then, that's great.
Sensualness.
Sensuousness, yes.
Sensual.
The one that's the kind, caring, nurturing energy that we've shut down.
I'm there. Oh, this is crazy because my Kindle was right on this page and turn the page.
Well, see, this is keeping us on the planet. We didn't totally buzz out on you. Because we're trying, and so much for your all your notes to keep going with the intimacy, but this whole energy is coming up for me.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I am hearing a different word that makes no sense to me. That's why I don't think it's what you're saying, though. It's just the phone line is kind of fuzzy.
Well, so how much of this can we not even hear? That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, seriously.
I love it. How much can we not even hear? Because the E or S-E-A-U-L-N-E-S-S.
Sensualness.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I thought I was saying.
Okay. I thought that's what you were saying, but every time you said it, it sounded exactly like senselessness. So that's why
I love it.
What you were saying, though.
Well, that's where I was going. So everything that brings up, and everything that's brilliant, that's it. Everywhere that it's become senseless, it's senseless to be sensualness, would we destroy it and create it all?
Oh, yes, please.
Good, bad, right, wrong, hot, pot, online, church, boys, beyond. Everything that just brings up all the confusion, what the fuck is she talking about, why, and everything this is, and everything that's reality, everything we bought into, would be destroyed and uncreated all, please. Good and bad, right and wrong, hot and pot, online, church, boys, beyond. All of this that's not allowing you to have the intimacy with your body being the earth, the sensualness of our being, which is actually this nourishing, nurturing, expansive, living, orgasmic energy that the planet, the earth, the universe truly be, and we truly be, that we can't even hear or talk about, that's been made senseless. Would you destroy it and create it all, please?
Yeah.
Yes. Good and bad, right and wrong, pock and pot, our minds, our boys, and beyond. Huh?
Yeah. I think it would be a great idea if we went into a little bit more depth on what each of the elements of intimacy were.
Awesome.
I mean, we...
Yeah, we jumped into it, and then I jumped this way, and that's totally fine. And now we can jump back to the five elements of intimacy.
And we only have a minute for each of them.
Okay, good. So trust.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what do we want to do with trust? Do we want to do one clearing on each one of them?
That sounds good. I actually have some fun clearings here.
Yeah, okay.
Because, so, to reiterate, the five elements of intimacy are honor, trust, gratitude, vulnerability, and allowance. And a great way to really sense what each of these are for yourself be to ask, like, what is honor for me? What does it look like for me? What would honor be like? What would I receive if I was choosing honor to honor me? And what would honor be? And then to take then to go through and do that for the other four elements. So what is trust for me? What does trust look like for me? And I will type the, I am working on creating blogs about each show, which we will be posting on our Facebook page and also on my website and eventually the Carousel of Consciousness's website. But do you have any clearings on each of, on these elements?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
Here's one for trust. Who or what am I trusting as greater than my awareness? So where have you trusted everyone else's points of view and gone to other people for the answers instead of asking and trusting your own awareness? Everything that is, would you destroy it and create it all, please? Good and bad, right and wrong, talk and pot, I'll learn shirts, boys and beyond. So what's right about me I'm not getting, that you have to believe, you have to go outside of yourself. Everything that is, destroy and uncreate, good, bad, right, wrong, puck, puddle, lynch, just poison, melon. So, in truth, what do I perceive, know, be, receive, in trust here, that I'm pretending not to perceive, know, be, and receive? Just to leave you with that expansive question. And then honor. What does honor mean to you? And where am I in this computation about honor? And what creation of the best choice am I using to validate other people's realities? Everything that is, would you destroy them, create it all, please? Did that, let them puck bottle, the insurance, boys and beyonds? Even if that. So if you honored you, can you trust your own knowing? Can you acknowledge your own talents, gifts, and abilities? And would you allow them to become even greater? Okay, that brings us quickly into allowance. What does allowance really mean to you? Would an infinite being truly choose to not be an allowance of everything?
No, I think an infinite being would judge the shit out of everything.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, and putting it in a similar category. Yeah, exactly. And if you were an allowance of you, would you judge yourself? Would you have to defend any choice you ever made?
Nope.
Without this allowance, there's so much. You don't have to, if you're an allowance of everything, you don't have to put your defenses up. There's such a piece in that. And then vulnerability. What's vulnerability to you? What energies am I unwilling to receive here? And are you willing to push down all your barriers and be present with what is with no judgment?
We had a good discussion about vulnerability when we were working through what the topic for this week's show would be. And what meanings have you taken on of the world word vulnerability that it doesn't actually mean at all?
Yeah.
And everything that brings up, will everyone destroy and create it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, top and top, all nine, truth, boys and beyond. Okay, continue.
Okay. Allowance.
We were on vulnerability.
Okay, we're on vulnerability. Thanks. What does this point of view about vulnerability create for you? What does your meaning of vulnerability, does it make you hide, like, you know, oh, I just got the hit. Everyone has, I just got the awareness of how everyone else is, like, terrified of being vulnerable. So how much of it have you had the awareness and you bought into it as yours? How much vulnerability did you buy into as yours when it was just an awareness? You're aware of how everyone else is freaked out about being vulnerable. would you return that to sender?
Absolutely.
And would you be, yeah, what energies, what creations of barriers, defenses, and being safe am I using to validate other people's realities? Wow. So what if your experience about vulnerability actually has come from all these other people's experience of vulnerability that you bought into and then even tried to take it out, or tried to help them, tried to heal them, tried to change something for other people? You wouldn't do that, would you? You wouldn't try to take care of everyone else, would you? So everything matters. Would you destroy and create, return to sender? So what creations of barriers, defenses, being safe, am I using to validate other people's realities? If you're trying to fix other people's realities, you're validating the reality as real. So everything that is, times a godzillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. Would you destroy and uncreate it all? Times a godzillion.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good, bad, pot, mindsets, boys, and beyond. The clearing statement clears the energies in wherever they are that have been sticking. Because if you buy into everyone else's story and then you add on, like, oh, let me help you, then you've just solidified their reality even more. Whew. So everything that is, would you destroy them, create, return it to them, and not solidify and add to their own bullshit story by adding your own, oh, you're right. So you're validating their reality. Stop it. Destroy and create it. Times a gazillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, mentor, boys, and beyond. Be a leader in the world by living your own experience of open, delightful ease with vulnerability, with trust, with honor, with allowance. And that brings us to gratitude. Gratitude.
Is this our last one? Because we have 2 minutes left.
Okay, gratitude. Oh, what does gratitude mean to you? What if you say, what creation and exchange and the give and take program am I using to validate other people's realities? Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, boys, and beyond. What if you were grateful for you and you can acknowledge the gift that you be and you can receive the gift that others be? Can you contribute and be the contributed to? Everything that is, times of God's own, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And here's the question: who am I today? And what grand and glorious adventure will I have? How can I receive today? How can I be intimate with myself on all levels today? And what I allow the abundant universe to provide with me, the multiplicity of possibilities, all designed to encompass and support my growth, my awareness, my joyful expression of life, and all my joyful expressions. I'm curious and choose to be in intimacy and the orgasmic sensualness experience of life and me and my being and the planet. And happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Okay. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com, and I can be found at www.danielfadia.com. Please like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/carouselconsciousness. We look forward to seeing you all again next week. Thank you for stopping by and listening to us. Happy Valentine's Day. Bye.
Bye.